Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy, am I excited for a brand new Branniclick? Oh boy, that's a Freudian. Branniclist episode. We've got everything, everywhere, anywhere with hot dog fingers at once or something like that. And the Pinocchio, or wait, is that Pinocchio? No, Pinocchio? Pinocchio! Oh, thank you. The live action Pinocchio. All that and more. That's it. I'm the and more because I'm too lazy to get my own movie today. On the next stream. Are you talking over my music? Are you talking over my music right now? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Are we all talking over my music?
So,
No. We're not even there yet. See? All right. Hey, everyone, we're back. As we know, we absolutely do not do these live. We always record and post-edit some more and clip down and add in and do some things. And I never, ever play back any of my cast at double speed because it's time like this, but it goes real fast. Today's, or you got a doozy. If you're a brand new listener, good luck. If you're an oldie, why are you still here? That's what I want to know. Drop me some comments. And if you're wondering where Brannick is, it rhymes with Porf Perea. That's all we're saying. Someone may be detained. Again, maybe they're looking for voodoo priestess. We don't know. But I've got two very special guests. We've got Ash, say hi.
Hi.
And we got Mero, say hello.
Hello.
And of course, I'm Jim Phoenix. If you're anyone else, it's an absolute mistake. First, thank you both for coming. And if you never heard my podcast, shame on both of you. Shame on all of you. How'd you get on if you ever never heard it? You must have heard it. I know you all love it. Thank you very much. We just talk about movies spoiler free. This is a mom and pop show, so no potty mouths. Don't make me bleep you out. I don't want any cursing words that might get us cursed and wording or anything like that. And I always let my special guests go first. We did Teacup Sussur out. Ash, what's your movie?
My movie is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay, but what's your movie?
My movie?
Yeah.
Is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Who cares?
Oh, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? That's very impolite of you. Hey, that is real name. So Everywhere at Once with who?
Directed by Daniels.
But who's in that?
It's
Baby Yoda's in that one? Oh, I want to see it. Baby Yoda is in that movie? Oh, it's my jam. I didn't know Baby Yoda was in the movie. Is Baby Yoda really in the movie?
No.
If we, for those of you that, oh, wait, you're lying to me. So Baby Yoda's not in that movie?
I never said you. Baby Yoda was in the movie.
Uh-huh. Likely stories. Oh, it's a mind trick.
It's kind of like a mind trick. Actually,
you were trying to mind trick me, so Baby Yoda is in the movie.
No,
oh my gosh. I better watch this movie now.
I mean, I don't know, because it has a scene where there's a lot of montage of different...
So it could be.
Different universes, and there is one where the protagonist is like a goat. So yeah, it could be. There could be Baby Yoda in the movie.
I like that. I very much do like that. Okay, so it's everywhere... Anywhere, everything, everywhere, nowhere at once.
Everything,
no.
Everywhere, all at once.
All at once, where?
Everywhere.
All at once, everywhere.
Oh, man. I didn't watch. I tried. I fell asleep all the way up there.
That's a very good
movie. Everyone's looking like
an unbeatable
movie.
Everybody has to watch it.
It was very beatable by sleep.
No,
it's trust
not.
Me.
Not
like,
really. Not really. There's too much things to sleep on it.
Oh, all I know is about a woman who owns a laundromat.
Yeah.
As far as I got.
There's more behind that.
There's way more behind that.
I don't know.
So it has a multiverse.
Oh, like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man or like Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, this one
is better.
It's better than Doctor Strange Spider-Man?
Yes.
I don't know. He's my dentist.
No, it is. I am telling you. It is better.
I'll
mainly because of how it's executed.
They kill people in this one?
They do.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even get that far.
It's not a spoiler because like the point is that in every universe, like there are so many decisions that if you die in one universe, you cannot be dead in the other. So there's killing, yes.
But are they killing?
But are they killing? Not really, because it's a multiverse thing. So the characters are never actually dead.
They're not dead.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So they could be, but they're not.
Exactly.
So what do I need to know? If apparently I fell asleep there. So what is this movie about? Since I thought it was about a woman who owns a laundromat.
It is about a woman who owns a laundromat.
Who can't do her taxes.
Exactly. Who can't do her taxes.
Me at this point,
and has family issues with both her dad and her daughter.
Nice.
Because the daughter is gay. That's not a spoiler. That's literally in the synopsis of the movie.
Oh, was it synopsis wise? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing today?
Yes. No, it's not synopsis wise. I wanted to talk about
I do remember the daughter being gay because I think that happens like meet the girlfriend.
Yeah, it's the meet good girlfriend kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the mom is like, oh, she's a very good friend, and that's it.
Yeah.
And like the whole movie talks about, without spoilers, talks about like a family relationship, like child-parent relationships.
I have a question, and you can spoil this if you want.
Okay.
Is one of the universes explored where she's on Discovery?
I didn't understand.
She's the same captain from Discovery, right?
I don't think I understand the question.
The main character, the protagonist, is the same person who used to be the captain of the Discovery on Star Trek Discovery. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Or I'm being very, very, very racist and I just think everyone looks alike.
I think yes.
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Okay. I am looking it up.
Okay, hold on.
She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh. Now look who's
Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh. I swear Michelle was in... Okay, Michelle Yeoh.
She was in a bunch of movies.
She was in Shang-Chi.
Oh. Jeez. Discovery. Huh?
She was?
She was at C. Uh-huh. Star Trek Discovery.
And Wicked. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
she was in a lot of things.
When Discovery first came out, I thought that was a bad title because it's STD is the initials.
Oh. Star Trek Discovery STD, yes.
And they're like, no, we're Disco. I'm like, no, you're not.
What
SNG is.
Now. Yeah. What is a very interesting thing is that they, in a part of the movie, they use footage of her actual like life as an actress.
Really?
To make a dimension where the protagonist became a famous actress.
That's not even in this world.
It is. Like, they use the footage of Crazy Rich Asians.
Are we using famous pretty loosely at this point?
Yeah, fair.
Although she absolutely did deserve the Oscar.
Oh, yeah. She did deserve the Oscar. Jamie Lee Curtis also deserved the Oscar.
I also agree. I agree with you. Jamie Lee Curtis just deserved an Oscar, but not for that performance.
Exactly.
100%. But she deserved an Oscar in general
call.
As a person.
Yeah, it was a makeup call. It was like, oh, you had a good body work, but no, she did not.
She did, and that category, I think that she did not deserve it at all.
Who do you think should have got it?
Maybe
either Stephanie Hsu, that also wasn't Everything Everywhere All At Once, or Angela Bassett, because I have to say, her as Queen Ramonda was something else.
Okay, now, see, I thought Bassett would have won, but I thought that was a makeup call too, because I didn't think for that particular category, did you see the whale?
Oh, I
think the actress in the whale should have won.
The actress that it's the daughter?
No, the nurse.
The Asian, yeah,
the nurse.
The nurse that keeps.
I think it would have been a good fight between like Stephanie Hsu and that actress from the whale.
I think so, but I was surprised that Angela, but I thought she would.
Because Jiminy Curtis was barely like in the movie first, and like I think she hasn't been in like a lot of projects like in the past few years.
I still think
she did some
like,
horror franchise stuff. That's why she got it because they didn't
it
like.
It was not as heard as like this one.
I think I think she's somewhat deserved, like not fully, because like, not like compared to Stephanie Hsu's performance, I prefer mainly because she was like unhinged nihilism.
But yeah, that's like I think from what I saw that performance. And the other performance, I think it should have been honestly between those two performance wise.
Yeah.
So you like the Wakanda performance. I think she did really, really, really well.
But I think I'm biased also on that one. Because everybody says it. So like, I'm not that mentality of like following other people, but I think that like it has such a big impact. I think that Jamie Curtis could have won if it was not for Everything Everywhere All At Once. If it was for another movie, then she would have
Halloween, where she had to pull off.
Yes.
That's the thing, like, I think because the Academy was trashing horror movies forever, that's why she never. Fish Called Wanda. Like, she did a lot of great roles that the Academy just trashed.
Really?
Yeah, which was sad to see. I'm like this is not real art. Like, really?
I heard that horror movies were, like, having to be boycotted by, like, the Oscars.
Honestly, like, all the theme that the Oscars is rigged, it's, like, a big theme. Because they only gave Pinocchio the Oscars because they knew that Pinocchio, the version of Disney, was garbage.
Well, they also, they basically gave it to Del Toro. I mean, it wasn't him doing it.
Yeah, and they also like
Guillermo
del Toro a lot. Yeah. So, okay, now see, that's how much I know about the movie. We're actually talking about the different movies. That's how bad Everything Everywhere at Once Always Something is. We'd rather talk about the Oscars than talk about that movie.
because it was pivoted. But okay, let's keep talking about the movie.
Right.
It brings up a concept of nihilism that it's super absurd, and I love it. It talks about, literally, the antagonist puts everything on a bagel. But so much that the bagel collapses on itself, and it creates a black hole in the universe.
That's how it works?
Yes.
Why are you throwing stuff at me? That's a salt. Everyone saw and heard that. That's a salt.
But I just love so much the movie, the editing aspect is, like, amazing. The story-wise...
But Netflix! That's not a real movie.
It is a real movie.
Actually, I think it's playing right now in the...
It's not a Netflix also. Like, it's in Prime. In Amazon Prime.
Oh, really? I thought Netflix produced it, didn't
it?
No, it's not.
Oh, wow. Weird.
I think it's Studio.
Yeah, maybe.
It's Studio that produced it.
Let me see.
But honestly, like... The editor won, like, already, like, two Oscars like, two prizes,
oh, really?
And it's only his second movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's...
he was really impressed, yeah.
And also
it's
the sound design.
Like, if you're really into, like, videography and, like, editing, this is a cheat.
Yeah, this was amazing.
But I did see that, and I saw, the kid from Indiana Jones.
Yes.
The one who came back
yes.
to win
yes.
the Oscar.
It was
really
emotional. Oh, yes.
Oh, he's amazing.
Or Encino, no, Encino Man as well?
I don't know.
Because he was
in
a Brendan Fraser movie, I think, too. Also Goonies, I think. Yes.
Goonies,
yeah.
Kikui Kwan, he was in the movie.
I want to see he was in he was in a movie of Brendan Fraser, because I think it was a Encino Man. I think. Don't quote me.
I'm not sure.
Do not quote me on that.
I think the best scenes is the hot dog finger universe.
I didn't see. I saw that on the poster. It exists.
It's funny because it's very emotional.
So it probably happened after like 6 minutes into the. I was sleeping.
You're starting to spoil. He's starting to be not interested.
Oh, that's right. My bad. That's fine. Okay, so you're saying the editing good. The acting was obviously really strong. It was mostly CGI, I'm guessing.
No,
some
actually,
they actually had hot dog fingers.
They were a practical effect.
Practical effect, nice. That's
I think
cool.
Because if you can see like the hot dog fingers, they have like a glove.
Yeah.
So I think they were like practical effects. I think they were rubber fingers.
They probably used wire work. Didn't she also do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Way, way, way back in the day.
I think she was.
Yeah, and that was like a lot of wire work.
In the hot dog fingers?
No. There's a movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they used wire for that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Crouching. Yeah. That came out in 2000, so before you were born. The year you were born, this movie came out. Yeah, she was amazing in that movie.
Oh, yeah. I think they also used that footage for Everything Everywhere.
Oh, was it? Okay, cool.
Because it's a multiverse thing, so they can use footage of whatever they want.
Yeah, I do remember that was a lot of wire work, so it's kind of like the same fighting scenes. Mm-hmm. She's amazing, accomplished. I don't know her martial arts background, but I've seen her do the choreography really well.
Oh, she's amazing.
Even Star Trek Discovery, she did a bunch of choreography. It was amazingly well. Mm-hmm. Of course, Crouching Tiger. Apparently, I've seen like a fight scene.
Used the Super Smash Bros. Little thing. In one of the fight scenes.
Really?
Yeah, because they like it. The other character goes into the air and is like the almost like when the character gets out of the screen in Super Smash Bros.
Nope, don't play the game. Sorry.
It's like, ding.
Game. No, I like Super Smash Bros. It's all, I was a Smashist.
But it's all the sound design is also super interesting to, like, it's very well done.
Yeah.
And it really immerses you. I cried in that movie. Aww. I really cried so much.
But it reaches people like to on different levels. Like, you know, usually like it goes like on crescendo.
Yeah.
There's no rhythm to it.
See, when that was going for Best Picture, I was like, why? Because honestly, I fell asleep.
Because me, when I remember I saw the poster, I was like, this looks like a Netflix movie, like you said.
Thank you.
Then I saw the trailer and I was like, yeah, this looks way too sketchy. How is it possible that it literally swapped away all the prices of like the movie industry? And then I saw it.
And then you were like, yeah.
It was right. Like, it deserved all the prizes. It does.
It deserved all the Oscars that it got.
And, like, honestly, it's for every people. Even people who do not like emotional movies or, like, romantic movies. It's for everyone.
Because it has action, romance, comedy. Literally, like, it has all the genres
It's a reality check also.
All right.
Yes.
I feel like you would agree on a certain like part of the movie.
Also,
100%.
It explores like what I was saying before. That explores a lot like nihilism and the philosophy of nothing matters and that existential crisis, and that is more like a human thing that everyone can relate to.
I'm Gen X. That's basically our class slogan.
like
why try? Nothing really matters. You're right. Why are we trying?
All right. So. You are doing something that my co-host from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer podcast have never gotten me to do. I'm actually going to watch that movie.
Nice. You should.
I'm going to check it out. But, okay. Of rating 1 to 5 Cthulhus, because we don't use stars. Stars over it. 1 to 5 Dark Lords, Cthulhus, our master and savior.
I need that pop socket in my existence.
Isn't it? I know, right?
I require it.
Drop me a line and I'll see if I can get one made for you.
Yes, please. Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in this one. Nice. So, 1 to 5. 1 being whatever, 5 being, oh my god. How many Cthulhus do you give it?
I would give it 5 out of 5
Cthulhus. 5 out of 5 Cthulhus, holy crap. Just curiosity, same or no?
6 out of 5.
Oh my god.
6 out of 5. 10 out of 5.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? I can't follow that. I'm not going to follow that. So,
because you haven't seen it. You're not allowed.
Oh, no, I'm not. Don't worry. You've never listened to my podcast before. I haven't watched any of these movies I review. I have no idea how they end. That's why I can't spoil it. I have no idea. Like, I press play. I fall asleep. I wake up like, oh, like, Tara Reid's in this one? Cool. We'll chat about that. All right. So, next up.
Pinocchio,
the live version?
The live version that came out actually this year.
This year?
No, actually next year. Next year. Oh my god.
What do you mean? The live version that came out next year?
It's in the future.
Are you everywhere at once now too?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
It came out actually last September.
Oh, wow.
Like the Disney one?
Yeah, the Disney one, the live action version.
The one that also was running for Best Animated Feature? No.
Yes.
It was walking.
Hmm?
It was walking for it.
I'm not sure, but I know that Pinocchio was like in one of those categories. If
it
won a prize, I'm really disappointed.
See, I like Pinocchio when he was just little wooden boy.
Okay, yes. Do you like Pinocchio, like the animation version of like the 90s or
the 90s?
Well,
the 60s.
Well,
I like right there, Pinocchio, little wooden boy. Little wooden boy.
I love that.
I've never seen that version.
Oh my gosh, that's from The Tick. Okay, The Tick was like what, 90s, I think, early 2000s. No.
Is it a bud?
It has
28% It's a superhero.
Score in Rotten Tomatoes, like it's horrible.
But
like,
who else? I mean, most of my stuff has like 2% Rotten Tomatoes. Totally missed and whiffed. So we don't do Rotten Tomato meters here.
Okay,
thank you
fair.
Very much. We do awesome sauces.
It's just,
totally.
It's not nice. Yes. It's just not nice that Disney just has, like,
Forever IP?
They are stuck doing remakes that nobody wants.
Well, the thing is, like, they have no choice. Because the reason why they're redoing all the, like, childhood movies that we know is because we're growing, so they have more choice to also produce something that are going to follow our generation.
Yeah.
But like something more family-friendly, like Encanto was good.
Encanto was good, but it's not for us. It's for the generation that is growing right now that was born in 2010.
Yeah.
Also for us,
in about 10
it
years.
Talks about generational trauma. Oh, we relate to that shit.
But think about it. In 10 years, I was kidding with bleeping. In 10 years, you should listen to mine. In 10 years, there'll be like Encanto 2. Or a reboot of it. And so the people who have kids now go, oh, look, I remember when I was a kid, I'm taking my kid to see this one. Because let's face it, if I took you guys to see Bambi right now, that was a movie I was when I was growing up. Bambi. The mom gets shot in the first 2 minutes? How? Why? Where? Wait, what?
Exactly.
And it gets worse from here. It gets worse?
Honestly, more than Disney, I would encourage my children, my future hypothetical children, to watch anime.
Anime. What? Watch them do what?
It depends on how
anima?
Eh?
Anima?
Anime.
Anime?
How
yeah,
do you say
like,
your name? Anime?
Some that are not like child friendly.
Of course not. Like, if they are like 10, I'm not going to be like, yeah, watch Death Note. No.
No, that's at least 9 year olds.
That's at least, yes, 9 year olds.
You know,
I think I watched it when I was like 12.
I didn't even know it was out.
Yeah.
I think I watched it when I was like, whatever.
Because it came out, the anime version came out in 2010. Because the manga came out in 2009.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Oh, that's a long time ago? That's a long time ago?
Yes. Because I was 9 and now I'm 23.
Like 13 years before.
Oh, bless.
He doesn't count years anymore.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I still think you don't, but nah. Like, to come back to Pinocchio, honestly, I saw it like 2 days ago. And I was watching it with my girlfriend. We were getting into it without knowing anything about it. I personally do not remember if I've ever watched the animation version.
I did.
But
because it's nice. It's like a classic.
Well, yes.
Oh, it's cute.
It is cute. No. Hear me out. It is cute, but it's really creepy. They made it so creepy. Like, a creepy version about it. And I do not. I think it was because, like, Halloween was coming because it was a month afterwards. But even then,
is that puppet or is that actual puppet?
No, it's an actual puppet. Well, everything is CG. Honestly,
okay.
More than 80% of the movie was CG.
Okay.
Tom Hanks is playing Geppetto.
That's Tom Hanks.
Yes, I was so flabbergasted.
Oh my God.
Because you cannot recognize him because of the makeup.
You can't.
Flabbergasted, and he's really good at it. Like. The accent that he has, because you know it happens like in Italy at that time, the accent that he implies in it is on point.
No.
He is the most salvageable part of the movie.
No, I just, you know, the new Mario movie's coming out, and I helped Chris Pratt with his Italian accent.
You did?
It's me, Mario. See, that's my Italian accent. It comes out, pops out like that. So I didn't help Tom Hanks with his accent.
Can we just give 2 seconds to appreciate that Jack Black did an entire song?
Yeah.
That it's peaches.
I can see him do that.
I love you.
Oh, we can't use any of that because of the loss that we'll get for it. But that I do have to bleep out because it's going to be bad. I mean, because of the lyrics. Well, you know, if Jack Black sues me, I guess you're right. Now.
He was this is going to be my greatest work ever.
I will say I wanted to boycott the movie until I found out that the actual voice of Mario Charles Burnett was going to be in it. I'm like, oh, well, I can listen to this now. Because I hate when they we're doing voice acting. Like, so you're getting the voice actor who's made a like, life and career out of Mario for everyone who's ever seen Mario ever? Mm. No, we're doing Chris Pratt. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I also got like.
You didn't say voice acting, right?
That was an interesting choice, though.
Yeah, like you want to get the guy who's been the voice of Mario. You know, I can't my voice.
And he's still alive at that point, also.
Yeah, no. And he does get a special. Charles. He does get a special, like a little. He's the nicest guy in the bloody world.
He looks like he is, like, super nice to everyone.
He is super tall, too, about
my boyfriend met him in a convention because he has been staffed
He comes out a lot. Now, I will say this about the Pinocchio movie, if that is its real name. I want to know only one thing. How does it change from does the story change from did you see the original Disney?
I do not remember if I did, but I think it's really similar.
Okay, it's very similar.
But I know that my girlfriend, she remembered some parts of, the animation version, and she did tell me that, there was some parts in it that were not...
Grandma's cookies!
Grandma's cookies aren't in it? I'm not watching it.
I want grandma's cookies.
If grandma's cookies are not in this, I am not watching this.
Funnily enough, my grandma's never made cookies.
I mean, if you're into,
Baby Yoda.
If you're into Baby Yoda, you can watch this?
Maybe.
Wow.
But there's no cute things in it, so Baby Yoda might not like it.
I think nothing can compare to the Pinocchio of Guillermo del Toro.
I have not watched either of them. I watched the Disney one. I watched the Hechi in Mexico. Version of Pinocchio, where Pinocchio is like orange.
What the hell?
I grew up in an era where they made a bunch of knockoffs in Mexico.
Oh, really?
The Disney movies came out, and if you couldn't afford the Disney movies, a Mexican studio put out all, they had Aladdin instead of Aladdin.
I think I know about that.
Yeah, it goes to the discount stores, you see them.
Aladdin
was orange. Pinocchio was Pinocchio.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
I think I know about that one. Orange. But I think I've only watched a minute or a fraction of one of them.
Yeah, I don't know if they even. Oh, I can't get the CD case. They used to sell them at Kmart.
No way.
When they were way back in the day, and there's one person at least knows what I'm talking about who's listening right now. And they went about it was Aladdin, Pinocchio, and the one other really famous Disney one. It was kind of
a princess.
Yeah. Instead of Little Mermaids, instead of Little Mermaid, they'll go Little Mermaids.
Oh wow!
And now Ariel is she's a mermaid, but her tail's blue.
Oh.
And a lot of the stuff, they just got the actual same panels and animation,
uh-huh.
But they saturated the colors. And so it looked different. It's a ripoff, 100%. But it's so funny. Different voices too.
100%.
But they're all American. Accent? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. So you've probably seen this. They probably float around somewhere.
Oh.
But I haven't seen that in a long time. That's a lot. I've seen that one. I've seen the original Disney one. I have not seen Del Toro's. I have not seen the Tom Hanks version of them. So between those two, what should I see first?
Probably the Toro. Yeah.
It's because the Toro is good, so I think first the live action to just compare shitty it is.
If you do want to see Tom Hanks as an old Italian man.
Don't die every time I close my eyes. That's what I'm picturing
right
now.
Can you imagine it? With his hair, talking to his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sitting here with him.
Having a fish.
And Mr. Rogers. I'm picturing Tom Hanks as both, and now I'm getting tucked in.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I'm right there with you.
At the terminal.
Yes. And the sad thing is, if anyone knows, I'm closing my eyes while I'm imagining that. So. All right. So it looks like it's okay. What would you give this? What would you give this out of 1 to 5 Cthulhus? 1 being blah and 5 being oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You gave a 2. A 2. Oh, wow.
I have not seen it, so I cannot give it any Cthulhus.
You just hate it because it's Disney.
No,
I just hate it that it's a live action that nobody asked for.
No, but the thing is, if you do have that nostalgia of the animation version, then live action version is gonna completely shatter your
heart. But when I want nostalgia, I look for not a spin off or how do you say it? I don't want a live action version.
Or
I just
a reboot.
I don't want a reboot. I just want a mention in other plays. An original movie for me is more valuable than a reboot.
I think that's where the Star Wars new trilogy went wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
They did almost the same script. The bad guys are. I couldn't figure out, okay, so Empire's gone, you're the new rebels, and now you're the rebels again because you somehow let the Empire strike again back at you with the same stuff? How bad are you at galaxy planning at this point? Take a college degree, get a deck or something, and I can do my program management now. I know how not to get taken over by the Empire in 5 years.
Well, I think they've been going a bit too long with those series, honestly. There's too many, and I feel like there's so many levels into so many levels.
Yeah.
So for newbies, for newcomers,
you have to watch Clone Wars cartoon. I'm like, okay, how many can it be? 135? There's no way. I'm so sorry, guys. I hit 2 or 3. I'm like, oh, Yoda, cool. What's the next one? Oh, that's how that happened. Nice. And that was it. There's no way I can do that. I actually watched a video that explained what happened, and it took 20 minutes to just explain. Like, okay, I'm just watching this video.
The whole thing from the beginning to the end.
Seasons.
Okay.
Yeah, like one season. Like, this is what happens in season one. I'm like, great, don't have to watch season one now. What happens in season two? Nice. Four more left. Okay, cool. And the last season that came out, I watched that though. Because by that time I had Disney Plus. But yeah, you're right. There's just too much to catch up on.
Okay, how do you find the evolution of like stars like from the movies to the series as of today?
Okay. I grew up on the movies to the point where I wore out with my friend Mike, we wore out the VHS tape. Because back in the day there was like we had to put tape on it, like cellular tape, and see if it would still play.
And the wheels?
Yeah. Because it was just rewind and we'd play and play and play. The tape snaps, so you take scotch tape and you tape it together. And eventually everything starts breaking down. It comes wobbly because the scotch tape doesn't hold up that much anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I hated the CGI remakes. Didn't like them. The reboot, the prequels were like, what we're doing. And then Baby Yoda took me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, the cartoons came out. I'm like, I didn't care about the clone. I didn't care about this one. Like, whatever. Bad Batch, I'll still watch. Baby Yoda, I'm like, okay, you got my money, you son.
I think I'm gonna watch that series though about Baby Yoda.
Mandalorian.
Interesting, yeah.
It's well done as a like a Western type series. It's almost like the good, the bad, and ugly. And you do have to watch a bit of Book of Boba Fett because Baby Yoda carries like 3 or 4 episodes of that.
Oh.
Spoiler, sorry. And the new seasons, yeah. So good. You didn't catch up on this. You're a movie fan, right? You've watched the movies.
I've watched, I think, the first three.
The original three or the prequels?
Original.
Okay, with Luke, Han, and... Okay.
Yeah. At, like, the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
In the
70s.
Yeah, 70s. Sorry about
but
that.
But they got re-released as CGIs in the 80s and 90s, that's why. Lucas said, like, oh, I couldn't do this before. Now the computers are caught up. And like, no, you should have just left it alone. It's just...
Girl, yes.
Yeah. It wasn't even a money grab. It was just like, oh my God. Jabba should not walk. The mystery of Jabba the Hutt is not being seen because he's too big and too important to walk.
Yeah.
It's like Don Coyon. So you watch any of the cartoons at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm really like a newbie in it. And I've kind of lost interest because I thought that it was getting a bit too big.
Yeah. Yes.
So
it started falling on its own weight.
Yes.
Baby, if you like the original trilogies, Baby Yoda, Mandalorian, I think that would do you.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 episodes before you get into it. And there's only like 2 completed seasons. I think we're on season 3 right now, or maybe. But you will have to watch Bit of Boba Fett. Bit of Boba
That's
Fett.
That's a series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Book of Boba Fett is a series.
On Disney?
Yep. It happens between.
I have my projects
for
this summer.
There you go, donezo. Right. Now, see? And guess what? I just want to say one thing about Baby Yoda. There is some very gruesome death.
I love looking at it.
That's really weird. You should not love looking at death. I'm so sorry, young lady. I don't know where. That's out of it. That's not uncalled for. But. Here we go. And I can't believe Tara Reid did not call in today. Well, Tara, if you're still listening, next week. Call in next week. We've got the board for you. It's all a big deal. And we even did one of your movies again. So, wow. That's it. On behalf of myself, Jim Phoenix, and my guest stars, Ash and Miro, and coming again, J.M. Brannick, coming back. Do not worry. I bid you... a very low key, no pun intended, because low key is coming out season 2 soon. Good day. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See, now I'm not supposed to talk over this, but the music plays until you hear it.
Universe, though,
it is.
To follow.
It's getting massive. No, do we hear it?
I hear a cat.
Meow. Yeah.